I love gold.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
It's Monday night. The Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program is taped in front of a live studio audience. Their mouths are duct-taped and they are tied to chairs, but they are here. Enjoy.
Fuck yes.
Fuck you. Yeah.
We're in the business for real now.
We got this down so hardcore.
I had a list of things, and I can't find my list.
Do you remember what they are?
No, I don't remember what any of them are.
We're in for a long night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, this is bullshit. It was in my pocket, and then I took it out of my pocket.
Okay, well, since we love talking about shootings, or at least I do, did you guys hear about the New York City police officers that responded to a shooting?
No, I have not heard about this.
So this guy, he's pissed off at this other dude. This guy gets fired from his job, and he blames getting fired, and he blames this dude for harassing him at work. And he got pissed off, got a gun, went up to his workplace, and shot the dude in the face, and the dude died. The dude was dead.
And so, why did he shoot this guy in the face?
He blamed him for, getting him fired and harassing him and all other kinds of, office bullshit.
This is like a good job?
I don't know. Good enough to kill a dude over.
Right, I'm saying, I might shoot somebody, too.
Yeah.
If that's the case. You're fucking me over in my cushy job. I sit around, do nothing, make hundreds of grand a year,
Yeah, this dude...
Spend the taxpayers' money.
Yeah, this dude totally got fucked over, apparently.
So someone had to die.
So somebody had to die, and it was that dude. So this guy walked up and shot him in the fucking head. And then the cops responded by shooting the gunman. They killed the gunman, but they also hit 8 or 9 other people. The gunman killed one dude. The cops killed one dude and injured 8 or 9 people in the process.
How do you do that? How does that happen?
Firing without understanding what is behind your target.
So are the bullets going through the body?
They probably went through the body, around the body. They probably didn't hit him real good. But either way, these motherfuckers have no idea what the fuck they're doing.
I found my list.
Excellent.
It was out my car.
Fun.
I don't know why. That seems like a stupid place to put it.
I would agree.
Was the shooting in New York on your list?
No, it was not.
Excellent.
Can we put it on the list and then check it off?
Okay, hold on. Let me get a pen. Shooting in New York.
Check.
Scratch it out.
So are we completely done? Are we covered?
Oh, well, shit. Why did you tell me to scratch it out? Now we can't talk about it.
Why did we, before you scratched it out, did you already do it?
Yeah,
it's off limits. Fucking moving on.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on.
First topic.
No, that was the second topic.
Second topic.
Okay, go ahead.
Your list, not my list.
Yeah, I have a list. That's right. Our Twitter got us suspended.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I read about this.
So I got this damn Twitter account, right? I've amassed... I don't know if you guys know this because, you know, neither of you are very active on the Twitter. That seems to be my thing.
I've tweeted a lot in the last few days.
Our Twitter has amassed over 4,000 tweets. And then they were gone. Because our account was suspended. And they didn't give us a reason for the suspension. I just logged in one day and it said, hey, dude, your Twitter's fucking suspended. You know, read the rules and find out what you did wrong. So I read the rules. I was like, I didn't do shit wrong. I mean, like, I kind of did some things wrong.
All the fake followers.
Yeah, that could have been it. But like, I see, like, you know, I kind of did some shady things, but not, like, shady enough. You know, like, I danced the line. I danced it. But I didn't cross it, I don't think.
Did you post pictures of your penis?
I did not post pictures of my penis. I mean, like, every now and then I would retweet the occasional titty picture, but, you know...
Is that against Twitter?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, tweeting... And so I'm like, I'm reading the reasons that your account can get suspended, and I'm like, ah, well, maybe that was it. And, like, you know, it was like, you know... aggressive follow and unfollow behavior, which, I mean, like, does kind of go into my OCD thing where, like, if I follow somebody, I have to unfollow somebody so I can stay at 300. You know, I don't go outside of having, like, a good, like, divisible by 10 number of...
Why did 300 become the number?
You know what? Like, it can occasionally go up, but it has to go up by, like, 10 or, like, 25 or something. It has to be an acceptable number. I don't know why. So right now it's 300, so it's just stayed at 300. Because there's no reason why I would need to follow 300 people. I mean, like, if I'm following 300 people, there's got to be at least one in there that I can get rid of. And so, like, when I find somebody that I think is cool, then I get rid of somebody else. But anyway, so, like, I was thinking maybe that was it. Like, you know, oh, this guy, every time he follows somebody, he unfollows somebody. But like, no, and actually, right before Napier got here... I got an email from Twitter. It took a week of me, like, sending appeals. And I mean, you know how overbearing I can be at times. I sent a lot of emails. A lot. I'm annoying. I know. It's not my fault. Well, it is my fault.
When you say a lot, are you talking 20?
I sent a lot of emails. 20? I don't really want to get into it.
100?
But, like, if I've taken the time to amass 4,000 tweets, I believe 393. 100 of them are fantastic and need to remain on the internet even if nobody's ever going to scroll back down and read them. You know, I made them. They're mine. And fuck you, give them back. So, like, I they were probably just tired of getting my emails because they sent me a reply finally after a week. They sent a reply that just said, oh, sorry, we thought you were a spam bot. Wait a couple hours and your Twitter will be back. So cool. Our Twitter will be back. However, in that week, Twitter made a mistake, and that was they got me panicked because I made like 7 more Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Twitter accounts. Now there's WFOD Radio, which was also suspended. I don't know why. WFODix2, after 2 of them were suspended, I had the genius idea of making not WFOD to try to trick them. I was like, you know, oh, we have nothing to do with Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks. You know, and I thought maybe that would, you know, we could slide under the radar with that one.
Did it work?
It hasn't been suspended yet, but then again, ours is going to be unsuspended, so that's good.
Excellent.
They couldn't just look at your tweets and realize that you were not like a spam bot?
Well, I mean, like, maybe like, I put too many links. And I mean, like, you know, that's one of the other... Mr. Producer is in the chat box. He said, you know, I even sent him a private message and said, hey, man, don't use our link. Because it seemed like the WFOD radio account got suspended, like, right away when I posted the link to our podcast.
Yeah.
And so I thought that maybe that was it. You know,
you need to get
place.
Verified.
Get verified? How would they verify us, though? They don't know who we are.
Well, I think just the blue check mark would just really put everyone at ease.
That we're actually us?
Yeah.
Who would pretend to be us?
I
be like, hey,
Do you want to pretend that you're a podcast listened to by two people? I mean, like, at least really, you could start a podcast and tell your friends and probably immediately, right off the bat, have one more listener than us after doing this for several years.
At least one.
At least one.
You think?
It's possible. I don't know.
There's all this upfront investment. You have a board, microphones.
Yeah.
That's got to count for something, right?
Yeah, I got the $20 Radio Shack special.
Nice.
Holler. So I guess there would be money involved to where you might just want to pretend you're us.
Right. Say, hey, you know, instead of actually going through the time of making a pointless podcast,
well,
I'll tell you what,
all you out there who actually kind of maybe want to, you know, pretend you're us, I have like 7 Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Twitter accounts now. You can have one of them. And I for each one, you have to have a unique email address. So I'm making all kinds of Gmail accounts. And I created radiomicbar@gmail.com, which is pretty
radio
fun.
Radio Mic Bar.
You know, I'm parking that just for when... Yeah, that was our big news, Mr. Producer. Our Twitter account is back. It's a big deal, okay?
Is that our big news?
Yeah, our Twitter account is back. I teased that we have big news.
I think the theme song is bigger news.
You think that's bigger news?
Yeah.
I think it is.
Okay. This is the way this is going to work. I'm going to play our new theme song.
Yeah.
But I don't really know how to do that outside of you guys turning off your microphones so I can play it like I do the hour of music.
Okay.
So if you haven't heard it yet, and thank you, Mr. Producer, I've heard our song played a couple times on other shows throughout the week. It's kind of fun. I guess it's also kind of doubles as like a commercial for us because, you know, it has necessary information in it,
yeah.
I guess. Although it doesn't have us in it, so I guess it's kind of misleading. Maybe like, you know, in the middle, like we should be like, you know,
well,
fuck, rape, fuck.
It says penis jokes.
Penis, fuck. Okay, but anyway, so here is our new theme song for those interested. I don't know why you wouldn't be interested if you're listening to this bullshit, but... Hold on, here it goes.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with 3 fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
So that's fun, right?
Yeah, that's
fun.
It
was worth $5. I don't know, remember what... I'd plug the guy and tell you where to find his ad that you can get your own theme song for $5, but... I don't remember his name. So I think I posted it on Facebook. If you want your own 30-second theme song, what are these pictures that your lady friend is posting?
I don't know.
Do I need to see
Rabbit
them?
Poundings.
I probably do, don't I?
I don't. I have no idea what they are.
So the song is a hit, though. I've played it for people who, you know, never...
Oh, yeah. No, me too. I have it on my iPod. I listen to it sometimes just for fun. But
it's catchy. I like it. The dude did a damn good job.
Yeah, and Mr. Producer sent out a very... vague tweet the other day about how Radio FUBAR has big news coming. So I guess, you know, I'll second that by saying, hey guys, stay tuned because Radio FUBAR has a big announcement coming in the next couple of days. And, you know, I emailed him and I was like, you know, hey man, how about that big news? You know, because, you know, I'm somebody, right?
Yeah. You know,
I should get the big news before everybody else, right? But he said that he's not going to tell me the big news. I got to find out when all the other schlubs find out.
Man, that just seems criminal.
It does.
In his defense, I wouldn't trust you with the information.
I mean, like, I just want to know, like, 2 minutes before everybody else. Like 2 minutes. Can you give me that? Can you give me just like a couple of minutes before everybody? Well, I mean, tell Reefer, but then tell me, right? I'll wait.
I'm not done with the song here. So the question that I get every time I play the song for someone is, how much information did you give this guy?
Well, it's a... Oh, yeah. No, when he asked for the website, he asked for stuff like that. Yeah, but the show, he said, I told you I'd tell the shows before I told everyone else. But I'm not talking about the shows. I'm talking about me. Me, personally. I want to know before the other shows.
You're okay. An entitled prick.
I am, yeah. This is, I don't know. I just like to know stuff before other people know it. I don't know. But anyway. What was I talking about?
So how much information did you give this guy?
The guy just asked for our website. He said he was gonna listen to a little bit and make something up based on that. And actually...
I've had many a ladies tell me that before.
But, actually, I guess he looked at our iTunes ratings, because the line... They say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. That's my rating of our show on iTunes. I say one of them says mean things, one of them says crazy things, and the other one's just high all the time. And if you're thinking, hey, is he talking about me? Yeah.
I didn't think that.
You didn't?
I thought he was talking about Napier.
Yeah. Yeah. It's.
I'm as straight as an arrow, sir.
Yeah.
Straight as a goddamn arrow.
I'm straight.
I don't know.
So did you have you played the song for other people?
Oh yeah, they all liked it. I've sent it to people. They wanted, oh, send me that so that they can play it for people.
Yeah.
So that the fact that maybe it's going viral.
Well, here's the question, and this think for a second before you answer, because I want an honest answer. Do you send people our show?
No.
Because why are you sending people our theme song? Why don't you send them our show? Maybe they'll like it and want to listen.
Well, because they can't just, like, pull out a segment of the show and play it for someone, you know?
Why not?
Because. Who does that?
I don't.
People
I
who
don't
are trying
actually.
To promote a show.
You know, I did at first.
No, you make a jingle.
Like, the first couple of months, like, I pushed really hard. I was like, you know, hey, guys, you should totally listen to my show, you know?
Then you pulled out your phone and played part of the show? Never. That's not the way it goes.
Well, like, you know, I described funny things that we did. Like, you know, back in the day, back way early on, like, you know, we planned stuff. Like, we did, like, bits. I wrote songs.
Given you bit ideas, and then you just, they go by the wayside.
Maybe well, that the last time Mike wrote a song, I almost got disowned by my own sister, so...
Oh, when I wrote all the songs about your sister's vagina?
Yeah.
I wonder if I still have those.
I hope not.
Yeah, I wrote like... I would you say I wrote like 10 songs about your sister's vagina?
I'd say you pretty aired about it. 7 of them.
How many are about her butthole?
No, I didn't write any about her butthole. Maybe
you should write
next
like a follow-up album.
Right. But what happened was Napier made some kind of... he told a story about like... Napier's boyfriend, Napier's sister's boyfriend saying something about fucking his sister or something. And then she got pissed off because he said something about, like, you know, her vagina or something. And so she called and chewed him out. And she said, you better get Mike to take that down and edit that out about my vagina.
You caved.
Oh, God, well, yeah.
See, the thing is I caved, and I did take it down, and I edited out the part about her vagina and then reposted it. But, like, in typical Mike form, it came back, like, 30 times worse because I wrote 20 minutes worth of songs about her vagina. And so, like, you know, it was like, oh, I can't talk about your vagina, so I'll sing about your vagina.
And then she yelled at me again.
Did she yell at you again? She never yelled at me, though, which I think is an interesting, like, thing that, like, I'm the one doing it. You're the one telling me not to do it, but you're the one that gets in trouble.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's life. I associate with you, therefore it's me.
It, because I'm your friend, you get in trouble?
Oh yeah, it's guilt by association. Look, only one dude in the car needs to have pot on him for everybody to go to jail for having pot on him.
But can't they just say, you know, hey man, you know, it's my pot, they didn't know about it, or
they
can't
you dive matter.
On the grenade, you can't.
Yeah. No.
Anything you say can and will be used against you. Nothing you say actually can be used for you.
Oh.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
So, jumping completely off topic and talking about something completely different, because I don't know where else that can go. The million moms, the one that finds things to bitch about and then starts writing letters. You know what I'm talking about? They bitch about yeah. TV shows and commercials and stuff. Their new campaign is to get a recent ad by Skittles pulled because it promotes bestiality. Have you seen the Skittles commercial where the chick's on the couch making out with a walrus?
Yeah.
Well, that promotes bestiality because, you know, it teaches your children to make out with, like, to invite walruses into your home and make out with them.
What a bunch of sandy vag twats.
Well, this is, like, isn't it way more difficult to, like, organize a letter-writing campaign and trying to get a commercial pulled than having a 30-second conversation with your child and saying, like, look, you know, this commercial is meant to be funny. You're not actually supposed to make out with walruses. And I mean, like, when would
Why
a child...
Why would anybody take them seriously?
When would a child ever be in a situation where they could make out with a walrus? And what
guess if
dumb
you live
fucking
near them.
Kid would actually do it?
And if you're going to make out with an animal, why a walrus, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, like, you're if you're attracted to the walrus, I think you have greater problems.
Right, I can see being attracted to, like, a cheetah or, like, you know...
Really?
A but female I mean, lion.
And
but not a walrus.
If in the right situation... You have a concern about something that shouldn't be shown on television. Like, okay. Like, if you're pissed off about violence or titties or fuck or something. But, like, to cheapen your cause by going after Skittles over a stupid... It's not even funny.
No, it isn't.
I mean, like, it's meant to be funny and okay. It's something. But, like, save it. For something that matters.
You know what offends me?
You stupid, awful broads.
You know what offends me? The History Channel ancient alien bullshit that they show constantly. That dumb, goddamn shit. You know what happens whenever that comes on and I'm watching the History Channel? I turn the goddamn History Channel off. Why can't these dumb, sandy vag twats do the goddamn same?
And... kind of on the same thing, but don't you think they ought to make a channel that's just like boobs all the time?
It's called the internet.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, you know, like you're flipping channels, and like if I'm sitting here in the living room and like there's nothing on, I might skim through Cinemax just to see if there's two people dry humping naked for the fuck of it, because I'm sitting here and there's nothing else on. Why not see if there's something? But like, what if there was just a channel? And I mean, like, it wasn't even like porn. It was just like a station that like from. Like 4 a.m. to 7 p.m. had like bikini top boobs bouncing up and down, and then like at night they take them off.
That's HDNet.
What?
Yeah, HDNet. They have like this show that's basically like smooth jazz in the background.
Yeah.
Swimsuit model.
Just like
beautiful
slow motion titties bouncing.
Yeah. Basically, and it's just them posing.
All the time.
And it's like an hour long, and it, you know, usually from like, you know, midnight to 2 or 3. It's just exotic locations and bikini models.
And at the bottom, scroll sports scores. Like ESPN.
You should write that in.
Yeah, just ask them. I'm sure they can do it.
Get the million moms to help you. They're very active.
And make it so that you can turn it off in case you're worried about your kids.
Yeah.
But like me... when I'm sitting at home, I want it turned on because I like titties. And then, like, maybe even, like, have like a bouncing ass hour, and then like go back to titties. Just like from 4 to 5, have the ass hour, and then like 10 to midnight, have like the ass hour. I don't see why that isn't something that already exists. Why do I have to come up with all these things?
I think Playboy TV is what you're looking for.
No, I mean, that's like Cinemax. That's like fake fucking. I don't even care about fake fucking because I know it's fake. I mean, if I want to watch fucking, I'll go watch real fucking. I'm talking about like just like a titty channel. Like, and you know what? You wouldn't even stay on it that long because, like, you know, after you watch titties for a while, then you're like, okay.
I don't think too many people would advertise
on
that
channel.
Let's see
if Full House is on or something.
Right, because as soon as the commercials came on and the titties...
went away.
No, it'd be like a premium channel.
Oh, no commercials.
Like Playboy?
24-hour titties.
Or you could have commercials for, you know,
Viagra.
Sex toys and 1-800 numbers and stuff.
Butt plugs.
Girls Gone Wild, and you wouldn't have to star it out.
Pussy Juice Cocktails.
Grape Kits.
Pussy Juice Cocktails? What?
Yeah.
Is that a new Paul invention?
No, I just...
In Japan, it is.
Is it like a combination of things? Is there alcohol in it?
It's a pussy juice cocktail, man, you know?
Yeah, how do you wring out enough pussy juice to make an entire cocktail?
Depends on the pussy.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or you could just be, you know, a hot dude.
So is the squirting just peeing? I've heard this.
Most of the time.
I've heard both.
Most of the time, yes.
Vaginas.
Most of the time, yes.
I've never really been down there long enough to tell one way or the other.
You've never been down there long enough.
I don't know. Who knows?
It'd be like trying to salivate so hard that you it just gushes out of your mouth like you're vomiting. That would be the equivalent. And some ladies can do that. Most cannot.
It's always like kind of creepy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be so happy if that was what happened like every time we had sex. Like, then you have to change your bed sheets and like...
Sometimes you want a quick one that doesn't involve a trip down to the wash machine.
Right, exactly.
Right.
You have to buy like rubber sheets, you know, plastic sheets. It would be not good.
Yeah, but you know, whenever you came home and the plastic sheets were on the bed, you were about to get some pussy.
Yeah, but they would just always
be on
the bed
to get our potatoes.
Hmm. Oh, what time is it?
Our after podcast potatoes.
What time is it?
8:30.
It's 8:30.
Now Paul is in surround sound.
Yeah. Yeah. How you like me now?
Groupon sent me an email the other day, and they were advertising $100 off a Botox treatment. And, like, when I saw that, I got to thinking, because it doesn't say. I actually clicked on the link to go to the Groupon ad for it. Because if it's $100 off, then you got to imagine that it's like way more than $100, right?
Yeah.
But like, don't they really just like inject like goop into your face? Like, why would that cost that much? Can't you just like go buy some, you know, some Elmer's glue or something and stick it in there and call it a day? I don't understand what it is that costs so much.
It's actually, Elmer's glue is actually what they inject.
Yeah.
That's what Botox is.
And then
is.
When it dries, it makes like a form of something.
Yeah.
To make you kind of look like Klingon-y.
Yeah. And give you like big lips that make you look like you want to suck a dick.
The potatoes are done. Ugh. Amanda's bored. She's writing in the chat that she's bored.
Damn.
You're boring her.
Pussy juice cocktails.
Pussy juice cocktails.
I'm sorry that we're boring you, Amanda, with our talk of Botox.
So what else do you have on your list?
Saturated fat, cell phones, and stress lower your sperm count.
False.
No.
Nope.
The only thing that can lower your sperm count is a shot to the nuts.
I don't know.
And long-term smokage of marijuana.
Yeah.
Is that, does that do it? It makes them kind of, you know,
lazy. Shrink.
Yeah, lazy. They just don't give a fuck.
They're just like, no. What's a transmog set?
Oh, she's playing my character because today is the last day on World of Warcraft to play Scarlet Monastery and get all the old sets. So I'm having her get me a set.
A set of what?
Gear.
What kind of gear?
Male. Are they purple shoulders?
No, they're herald shoulders.
I don't even know what that means.
You know, the shoulders that didn't, that only had the one side on them? They were male from Scarlet Monastery.
One side?
Yeah, there's only like, there was a shoulder, like there was a shoulder armor. The other one was blank. You didn't remember that?
I don't remember that, no.
Oh. Well, that's what she's getting me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I have a question.
What's up?
The Animaniacs. Do you remember the Animaniacs?
Yeah. Yes.
What animal were they?
Dogs.
What, were they dogs or were they cats?
Dogs.
They were Warner Brothers.
See, because I was wondering, like, the name Animaniacs, is that because they're animated or because they're animals?
Animated maniacs.
Animated maniacs, not animal maniacs?
Yeah. They're animated maniacs.
And they were dogs. Are you sure that they were dogs?
Yeah.
Good.
How do you know they were dogs?
What else would they have been?
Little people.
They didn't look like little people. They looked like little animal dog things.
They sang songs.
Yeah.
That's not very similar to dogs.
Dogs sing songs?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Donald Duck sang songs. Are you saying that he's not a duck?
He's some half duck, half human hybrid.
Yeah.
But weren't there other dogs on the show that looked like dogs?
Yeah, there were different dogs.
See, because like Goofy was a dog.
Yeah.
But Pluto was a dog.
Yeah.
But Goofy wore pants and a hat and talked, and Pluto was a dog.
Yeah. But they were both dogs.
But how could they both be dogs if one of them talked and wore pants and a hat, and the other one walked around and barked and didn't talk or wear a hat?
Well, think of it this way. Humans are part of the great ape species. Do you think that we are the same?
Allegedly.
There's no allegedly.
No, we were made by...
aliens.
Aliens.
I don't think that's right.
Okay, but anyway.
We're half alien, half ape hybrids.
So that's,
so aliens
that's,
fucked apes.
No, genetically engineered them.
So Goofy is a
more...
So
they fucked aliens with science?
Yeah, they just injected lines of genetic code.
Goofy is a more evolved dog.
Not more
Pluto.
Evolved, differently evolved.
Pluto's just a submissive slave dog.
Yeah, Pluto's just a... Pluto is like Goofy's retarded nephew.
But isn't it weird that like anything? There's two different dogs like that are at completely different points of the evolutionary whatever, like that interact with one another?
They don't ever interact with each other, do they?
No, I've never seen them actually interact.
They're in separate cartoons.
Goofy and Mickey were buddies, and Pluto was Mickey's dog.
Yeah, but
they
never
lived
saw
in
them
the
together.
Same fucking universe.
They could have been the same dog. You never saw them together.
Yeah.
No, I guarantee that Goofy and Pluto were around at the same time. There's no alternate universes. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, there you go. Generic animal creature.
A generic animal creature.
Yeah, stock footage number 10.
So wouldn't that make them more animal maniacs than animated
maybe
maniacs?
Maybe it's this great wordplay that just introduces you to the level of sophistication that the humor in the show provides.
I liked that show.
It was a good one.
It was a fun show.
It helped me memorize the states.
Oh, yeah. There are the capitals.
Yeah, the capitals.
And they used to talk about blowjobs on the show, too.
Because they had Bill Clinton on the show.
I remember when he did all the countries, and I remembered, like, the first five, and then United States, Panama, Mexico, United States, Canada, Mexico, Panama, Haiti, Jamaica, Peru.
Republic, Dominican, Cuba, Caribbean.
Is that all you got? So you got just a little bit farther than me?
Something, El Salvador, too. We should have a sing-along.
I don't like sing-alongs. They hurt my voice. And
so,
I sound funny.
I kind of run my hockey team. Like I'm the one that wrangles all the dipshits and collects money and stuff like that. And this most recent session, we had several people like drop out at the very last minute, and it was kind of hectic to put this team together. And I was kind of pissed off. And there was one guy on the team that dropped out at the very last minute that I really don't like and have never liked, but like he paid and played and so whatever. But he dropped out at the last minute, and so like, you know, and then he was kind of backtracking and being like, well, maybe I'll play half a session. I was like, nope, don't worry about it. Peace out. You know, I was hoping, oh, well, then we don't ever have to invite this douchebag back again. And so,
was it Kenny?
No. Dan. Did you ever meet Dan?
Never met Dan.
He's a fuck. But anyway. So we have a sponsorship with a bar, which basically is, hey, after your games, come to this bar and drink and eat and shit. And, you know, we'll give you a return on the money you spend here. And I think it's like every 10 bucks we get a stamp. Every 10 stamps we get 25 bucks. So, I mean, it's something. And we go there and we eat and we drink and whatever. So this dude had $25 of sponsorship money coming to him for this session that we took and put towards the session, even though he didn't play. So... he sent an email today and was like, oh, well, you know, you guys owe me two games because I had this sponsorship money. And so we went through this big, long thing. He sent it to, like, three of us, and as it progressed, I included another member of the team. Every time I would reply email, I would add one more person and be like, you know, what's your opinion on this? And they'd be like, well, fuck him. And I went to another people. Well, you know, I'll appeal this. Hold on. Well, yeah, I agree. Fuck him. And this story isn't going anywhere, but it happened just a few minutes ago. And
why don't you just give the dude $25 and have him
go away?
Well,
I'm not giving him shit. I'll let him play two games and just mock him incessantly the entire time. But so yeah, the last email I sent, I basically just said, you know, okay, well, you know,
he have to be somebody's friend?
We owe you two games. Great, pick two games, come to them. Just let us know so we know you're coming. And also, you know, fuck you for ditching us at the last minute. And the locker room's been a lot more fun without your negative, dicky attitude.
I don't think he's going to listen to the show anymore.
No, and actually, I mentioned him on one episode several years ago because something happened funny involving him. He didn't do it. He's not funny. He's a fuck. But he was involved in the funny thing, so I mentioned him, and he never shut the fuck up about it. I've heard the same thing. Yeah, I listened to your show once, and you talked about me, and, you know, ha, ha, ha. So I don't know if he listens or not. He won't admit to listening, but...
Yeah. But he's a fucko.
He's a fucko. Yeah, I hate his guts. And, like, the thing is with me is I don't really like anybody. And so, like, I'm kind of a dickhole to most people.
Yeah,
I'd
agree.
They think I'm joking. So, like, I have this persona as being like, oh, you know, Mike will bust your balls. He's joking with you. But I'm really not. I'm not joking at all. I say terrible things because I hate you.
Just, why are you looking at me when you say
no,
that?
No, because I'm talking to you. But no, I don't hate you.
because I'm
gave
talking
you dinner.
To you.
Yeah. No. I
do you get a blowjob later?
Usually. What day is today? It's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday blowjob day.
Hey!
Well, I thought it would be from Mike for like the steak dinner and whatnot.
Oh.
No, I'm not.
No.
But is Monday really blowjob day?
I wish
that would
it was.
Be like a good thing to initiate, you know, to start a good tradition.
Like he brings food and I blow him?
No, just, you know, like Monday's the day you get a blowjob.
Yeah, from
just
your lady friend.
From your lady friend.
Yeah. How do you think that would work, though? Do you think that you could swing that?
She puts
like,
her mouth on your penis.
Like, look, dear.
That's how that works.
You've never...
I think Monday should be blowjob day. And this is just something that, you know, we're going to have to... deal with.
Well, do you start with like a Tuesday and try to like negotiate back to Monday?
Okay, well, Monday is blowjob day, and Tuesday can be troth stirring day. It's the day you stir the troth.
Stir the trough?
Yeah.
What's that?
You stir your lady's trough.
I'm not familiar with this expression.
Yeah.
What do you mean you've never heard that expression?
Yeah, I've not heard that expression. What is turning the trough?
What's March 14th? Is that
March
14th
is one day. It's one day. I'm talking about a weekly event.
A weekly blowjob day, yeah.
Yeah.
This needs to happen.
Can Wednesday be anal Wednesdays?
I mean, you know, I guess you'd have to check with your local provider.
No, I'm asking you guys. It really needs to be man law before I start bringing it back to, you know, my superiors.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So it needs to be in writing somewhere.
Right.
We need to make a website, make it look really official, and just call it Wednesday is Anal Wednesday.
Monday.
So it was written.
Monday blowjob.
Signed Barack Obama.
Yeah. We can get him to retweet it.
And Friday can be Friday foot jobs.
Hey, I'm actually getting pretty good at making fake Twitter accounts. Maybe I'll make, Obama laws and just start being like, you know.
Can we opt out of foot job Fridays? That just
if you're taking
appealing.
Monday, you got to take
no,
Friday.
No, I'm not opting out of that. That sounds great. I like. Yeah.
What about like the like?
I like them.
Like feet that have been blackened by walking outside all day.
Wash them.
Yep.
You should take a shower before any sexual activity. It's common courtesy, and so you go wash them feet.
Is that really common courtesy?
To take a shower so you're not a stanky ass motherfucker? Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I don't ever take a shower.
Go wash them doggies and bring them to bed. Foot job Fridays, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You guys are freaks.
I like feet.
We know you like feet.
I like them.
Who's got the best set of feet in the biz?
I don't know. I'll tell you who doesn't. Uma Thurman. She's got some ugly ass feet.
So just the gross feet really just stand out more to you?
Yeah.
So are pretty much all feet attractive unless they're gross?
No, I mean, I can't tell you. I can't tell you a good set of feet and a bad set of feet. I could tell you if I was looking at them. I need to
you
have
don't have
a,
like a favorite that you just pull
think,
up
from
time to time?
Well, I mean, I've written many a blogs about Jewel's feet.
Jewel?
Are they more attractive than her face?
I think so, yeah.
That's good.
Maybe one of my 8 Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks accounts now needs to be like, you know, all kinds of feet pics.
You could start a trend, like a hashtag trend.
Maybe I'll start, I like
foot
feet
job Fridays.
Daily.
Yeah, foot job Fridays.
Foot job Fridays?
Or foot fetish Friday, maybe. That's probably will catch on a little bit.
We don't have to include everything that has to do with foot fetishes.
Nothing I
just
do
foot
catches
jobs.
On. I've tried to get lots of things to catch on.
One time I wore my clothes backward to school.
Yeah.
Like crisscross?
Yeah, like crisscross.
My last two years of high school, I wore
nothing. No, it didn't catch on because it was
stupid.
Wore
nothing but pajama pants. That caught on years and years later. Now the black guys do it. Do you see the black guys wearing the pajama pants?
No.
I see them all the time.
I only thought, like, dumb high school age broads did that.
And you know what else I see a lot, which I don't understand? The black guys wearing the coats that advertise like M&Ms and stuff. They look like NASCAR coats.
Yeah, but they're for M&Ms.
Can't a brother like NASCAR?
It's weird to me. It's like, I don't get it.
Maybe it's about drugs.
Like, hey, I got M&Ms is like code for ecstasy. Paul, you're our window into the urban world. You don't know anything about this?
People like NASCAR, man. It's the fastest growing sport in our country.
It's not a sport, though. It's dudes driving in cars.
But yeah. It's the fastest growing dudes driving in cars in our country.
It's a sport.
I mean, I
like
guess you
poker's
could call
a sport.
It a game. It's like a race. So that's.
Well, no. I mean, even then.
It's competitive driving.
Yeah, competitive driving.
I mean, I guess you could even call bike riding more of like an athletic achievement.
Oh yeah,
yeah. They're not athletes in any way.
Is there competitive fucking?
There should be.
What would the rules be like?
I think you'd have different events.
Like who was the best fucking, or like who was like the quickest fucking, or
I'm not
who
sure.
Could fill up the broad the quickest.
Who has like the strongest pelvic thrust?
Would it be like a team event, or are you matched up with a random judge of the opposite sex?
Depending on the event.
I used to live with a dude who I also worked with, and me and my lady friend he always worked Saturday nights, and so me and my lady friend could have Saturday nights to ourselves, and like, so we'd go up in my bedroom and like, you know, fuck all night, because that was back in the day when I could fuck all night. And I never really knew when he'd come home, but when he would come home, he'd hear me fucking, and instead of like, you know, ignoring it or knocking on the door, he'd call his lady friend up, and like they would try to fuck louder than I was fucking. And he always won. He was way better at fucking than me.
Or maybe she was just louder.
No, he was louder. He would like, yeah, like bang on the walls and stuff.
One time when I was living with Mark Lang at WTF Spaghetti.
Oh yeah, our good friend of the show, Mark Lang, at WTF Spaghetti on the Twitters.
When I was living with him,
I don't know where he works.
But you can Google it and find out. So
I have to go through the whole spiel. I'm sorry. So you were living with Mark Lang.
Yeah, and me and my wife were, you know, going at it pretty good. I'm, you know, like I think like a alarm clock like fell off the nightstand. You know, and then we like were done, and then we started throwing things at the wall so that it would just make even more noise. And then like we didn't say anything to him about it at the time, but I come out and I like smoke a cigarette, and like years later he talks about the night that I was throwing Angie around. And it's just like, oh yeah, that's the time we threw things at the wall to make it sound really crazy.
He used to shave his pubes and leave them in a big pile in the middle of the toilet. So like when I went in there to pee, I'd like open the lid and there'd be a big mound of pubes.
Was that fun for you to destroy with your urine stream?
It was, yeah. It's good to have something to aim at.
What if you had to sat down and take a shit? Did you get, like, pubes on your butt?
No, I'd probably flush first, just in case. Yeah. And I hated his girlfriend. I peed in her shampoo.
Who are we talking about?
Who do you think we're talking about?
Well, actually, you ended up kind of, too, didn't you?
I don't know who we're talking about.
Well, Joey's girlfriend when I lived with Joey.
The blonde.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I hope you didn't ever put her hair in your mouth or anything because, you know, it had my pee in it.
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I think at that point it wouldn't have had your pee in it.
No, that shit lasts.
She invited me to her wedding for some reason.
She invited you to her wedding?
Yeah.
A recent one or like the one?
Yeah, which
back
one?
No, this was a while ago. The first one.
Well, that was a crazy, like, she left my house, like, after a night of good times.
Yeah.
And then went to pick up her fiancé, who was not yet her fiancé.
Yeah.
But then he asked her to marry her that day, and she said yes.
Right. Well, I was with you the day that she called you to tell you that her child was not your child.
Oh, yeah?
And you were really happy about it. It was a big day for you.
I'm sure I was. I'm very, like, that'd be very, like, exciting.
Hey, this is great!
I heard it might not have been that one dude that she married, too.
Oh, it could have been anybody, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When you say that, are you...
Just in all
what about
aspects.
Her cousin that said that she was living out in Utah or something, like as a sex bride to some couple?
Oh,
a
like
sex bride?
So, like, yeah. They were a couple.
They were a couple.
She was their girlfriend?
And she was their girlfriend that lived at their house, who they both fucked, and she got dinner and a place to stay.
That's awesome.
That's a good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, do they have to both be there when they fuck her? I guess that's probably usually the deal, isn't it?
I don't think that was a requirement. She didn't say.
Like, they
she
have
was just
a girlfriend.
There to be used at
so, like, he can't fuck her unless his wife's home.
That's I don't. Not she didn't mention that.
That's not the way it works.
No,
I thought that was the rule.
Open access anytime.
Look, if you're gonna get a fuck puppet, and you're gonna pay that fuck puppet to live at your house with your food and your free bedroom,
do you still
you
talk
fuck
to
that?
Her?
No,
you don't talk to her anymore.
We're Facebook friends.
Oh yeah. Because I mean, like she was kind of getting.
But I don't. I don't. This is a story that I've never heard of her being a fuck.
That's
puppet.
What I heard.
I know. No, not her.
She was someone.
I knew
that she was a fuck.
She
puppet.
Was passed around quite
but
a bit, wasn't she?
I didn't know that she was officially like a certain people's fuck puppet.
Oh, I mean, that's not a bad deal. Like you get a place to stay, and Like, they cook you dinner and stuff, and all you got to do is have sex with them.
From time to time, you get a fist up the anus.
Yeah, right.
You know, no big deal. Makes it hard, easy to poop the next few days, but, you know.
Fisting Fridays.
Yeah.
Fisting Fridays. Well, when like, foot job fisting? Can you maybe fist them while you're getting a foot job?
Yeah.
You could probably fist a broad while she was giving you a foot job, like, if you went at it right.
I don't know.
Nate, okay. I don't want you to actually touch my dick with your feet, but
why don't you do that to Paul?
So, like, if you had your feet up,
yeah,
high enough to be like,
unless
on my
your
dick,
arms are like, longer
you gotta,
than my
you gotta
legs,
take your pants off
yeah, but
for this
your
really
your legs would be your legs would be up high enough that I could get my fist like underneath, right?
I don't think so.
But I mean, like, you're considerably bigger than a lady.
Yeah.
Some ladies.
Some ladies.
Some ladies. Most ladies, let's
most
say.
Most ladies, yeah.
So, I mean, I think that if a lady was like footing my Jimmy, I could probably get my arm underneath her leg to fist her, right?
Right, and probably not like up to your elbow or anything, but you could at least
get enough
like,
to get the
wrist.
Job done.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe.
I mean, what is considered fisting? Do you have to get, like, all the knuckles in?
What if she was, like, on her knees, like, turned around backwards, and you were fisting her ass, like doggy style, and she was, like, foot jobbing you underneath there?
That
would
wouldn't
work.
Be a very good foot job.
No,
would.
That'd be a horrible foot job.
She's trying to, like, maintain her balance while being pounded
like,
in the
so
ass.
So either you're going
like
to give her...
The inside of the feet's like that, right?
Look, yeah, either you're going to give tough? Her a shitty fist, or she's going to give you a shitty foot job.
I mean,
there's no way to.
That's the way it is, though, when you're doing two things at once.
I don't think so.
I mean, like, when you're doing the 69, I mean, like, you know, like, you kind of take turns, like, stopping for a second and going, hey, it's pretty great.
I don't think I've ever done that. No, I don't think
so.
No,
you just go to town. Like,
yeah.
No, I mean, you do go to town, but, like, every now and then you got to pause and reflect.
No, you just. You just blow bubbles in her vagina. Yeah. No, they appreciate that. They like that. Don't worry, it's cool. You should do that to your lady later.
Yeah?
Just go... Yeah.
Kind of like a pink belly? Like when you put, like, you know, you blow your lips on someone's belly? Is that
yeah.
Like the same kind of deal?
Except for it's on her vagina.
Right. Can't that, like, can't air in the vagina injure a woman?
I think that's
I don't
a
know.
Myth.
I'm not a woman.
You think that's a myth? You've heard this, though.
Yeah.
Andrew WK, when I responded, or when I replied, when I you know I asked him if he was multiple people, he did not confirm or deny.
Which Andrew WK was it?
The one I follow on Twitter.
There's several, you know.
I said, I heard you're two people. And this is all.
Oh,
this-
you did ask him?
Yeah.
I thought we were still. I thought you asked him about blowing air into somebody's vagina.
No, this is
We've
related because
to a
they're myths.
I'm sorry.
These are myths.
I'm sorry.
Other
I didn't
myths.
Realize we were talking about different things.
Well, now, yeah, I moved on to Andrew WK being multiple people.
Well, put a pause in there a little
yeah.
bit. Like, give it a second. Let it breathe.
Let it marinate a little bit.
Okay, so you tweeted Andrew WK.
Yeah.
And you were like, hey, man, which Andrew WK are you? But, like, well, of course he's going to say he's the Andrew WK.
I'm the one you know and love. I party hard.
But are you the one that sang the song, or are you the one that was on the stage?
No, I just said, I heard there are more than one of you.
And he didn't say anything back?
True or false. Confirm or deny. You know, he didn't say anything back.
Huh.
I guess think he's hiding him. From the truth.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Before the show is over, we need to talk about Neil Armstrong. Dying.
Neil Armstrong? Dying or Lance Armstrong getting his medals taken away from him?
Well, fuck Lance Armstrong.
Well,
how do they want their money back? That's some bullshit. Hey, yeah, we're going to need like $9.8 million.
Wouldn't you want $9.8
million? It's fucking gone. That's what I'd be like. It's fucking gone.
I don't got it. Fuck
Fuck off.
I gave it to my sister. Go get it from her. She didn't do shit. But, you know, and like, I thought that I was really clever, and I tweeted, you know, oh, it's a rough week to be an Armstrong.
Oh.
And, like, then a couple days later, I saw that Anthony Jeselnik, the comedian, tweeted the same thing, and Jim Norton, the comedian, retweeted his tweet.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I wonder how many other people had the same joke. And so I like tweeted like Weak and Armstrong just to see. And like 9,000 people had the same joke. So I was like, wow, Mike, you're not original or creative at all. You're a hack fuck.
Yeah. But you also could have thought that, hey, Mike, you're just as funny as this guy who gets paid to be funny.
You think that's the case? No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you came up with the same shitty Twitter joke.
It wasn't a very good joke. Hey, Mike, you came up with the same hack joke as everybody else.
The new internet rumor is that Neil Armstrong, the reason that he's dead is because he was just about to come out and tell everybody that the moon landing was faked.
Isn't
so they
the
killed
reason
him.
That he's dead that he's 9,000 years old?
Oh, no, that didn't enter into it.
Optimus Prime killed him.
Yeah.
Oh, because he lived on the moon and
right.
he was going to tell people. But he didn't go to the moon.
Well, so. He was in Transformers 3, though.
Neil Armstrong was?
Yeah.
When?
You know, he was on there talking about how the Transformers were on the dark side
of
the moon.
Oh, that's right. Somebody pretended to be... That's right. It was like a thing.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
I didn't see that movie because I'm done watching shitty movies.
No, it was way better than the second one. Like, the second one was terrible. So terrible that I waited for the third one to come onto Netflix, which is like years and years behind new movies. And it was good.
The only thing that bothered me about that movie is that broad... through the whole movie, wore high heels. She, like, had high heels. She was, like, running away from robots in high heels. And she was, like, jumping from, like, story to story in like, a building that was toppling over in high heels. It was like, bitch, kick those things off. Get you some Crocs or something. I mean, it's the end of the world.
Well, she's not there to be smart. She's there to be titty meat.
Titty meat. And I also think that, like, if you're in a movie that's set in America and you're somebody's girlfriend or something, and you have, like, a foreign accent, there should be some line of dialogue that explains why you're there and, like, how things got there. Like the black kid in the Honda Pilot commercial, I just need it explained because I don't want to see one black kid in the back of a Honda Pilot full of white family and nobody tell me why that black kid's there. Not that there's anything wrong with a white family taking a black kid on vacation with
them. Well, apparently there is.
I just want to know why he's there.
So you want them to say, like, hey, Jamal, we're taking you back to Child Protective Services now.
Enjoy this ride in our Honda Pilot. I want to know why that black kid's there. I want to know if he was adopted, because he's obviously not those people's kid, and there's something wrong. Or maybe there's not something wrong. But just tell me. Explain to me why he's there.
Why is there something wrong?
And why does he know Crazy Train?
Black people know Crazy Train.
No, they don't.
Yes, because
Twista
did a
fucking
remix of
bullshit
it.
Yeah. Me.
Twista did a remix of it, man. Yeah. They definitely know that.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he would know to do the shaky can thing?
Right.
Yeah.
Doot, 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 doot.
I.
Doot, 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 doot. I don't know why I keep standing up. I keep getting
excited.
It's
good stuff. Yeah.
I hope our Twitter account comes back soon. I miss it.
What does your shirt mean?
It's a one hand with a finger going into another hand with a finger. It's sign language for fucking. You know?
Yeah, now I do.
Yeah. I only wear my classiest shit when you guys are coming over.
And we thank you for that. We appreciate it. We appreciate the class. Just a moment of civility that we can all enjoy.
So, Napes, you like the theme song? I heard from Paul...
Yeah, I like the same. Like the yeah, I like it.
Are you going to send it to all your friends and say, hey, look what we did, even though we didn't do anything?
I would only send it to you and Paul, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to pay that guy $5 more to have him write me a song.
Paul, yeah, he can just write me a theme song.
Yeah, and then maybe, like, I'm going to have him write my wife a birthday song.
For $5, you can't go wrong, you know?
That guy really should probably be doing that professionally.
Yeah, but see, here's...
Well, he got $5, so I would
the
assume,
thing with
yes,
the,
he is.
I think it's somewhat kind of a work, because, like, what happens is you pay him $5. He says, okay, I'll write you a song. And then, like, he gathers a little bit of information. You wait a couple of days. And then he sends you another email. And he's like, hey, man, just to let you know, for $10 more, I can really, you know, make this song a lot better. Like, you know, I can add more instruments. I can put some more production value into it. You know, just, you know, to let you know, for $10 more, this song would be way better. And then you're like, no, I'm looking more for the $5, you know, song. You know, I'm not looking to spend a fortune on it. I just want something fun to play.
For $10 more, do you think it would have been, like, twice as good? Like, three times as good?
Well, I mean, he probably would have added, like, drums and bass to it and given it the full band sound or something.
I like the simplicity of it.
Yeah, I don't know. But I mean, he gets lots of orders, it looks like. It looks like he's pretty busy. It was on, like, the front page. I just saw it. I go to that site all the time. It's like, it's good to see. It's funny to see what people will do for $5. I think
will anyone blow you for $5?
Probably, sure.
Is it on the website?
Maybe it would probably be, like, secret. You know, it would be in code. It won't come right out and say, I'll blow you. It'll say, like, you know, I'll...
You can take your penis out.
You have a Napierism for blowjobs, don't you? You have a Napierism for everything.
You should go on there and just try to find people that are selling services and then respond to them as if they're offering to blow you. Like, so find somebody who says, hey, you
know. So this is code for blowjobs, right?
Right. For $5, I'll bake you some cookies and send them to you.
One of my favorites that I saw was a guy will make a happy birthday video for you as Mario, but the dude was black. So it was like Black Mario will jump on like a question mark box, and then he'll say happy birthday. And like he does the whole, it's a me, Mario, but he's a black guy. It's funny. And, like, I'm just waiting for somebody's birthday so I can do that.
Can you have multiple videos up offering, like, multiple services?
Yeah. It's like you... And I mean, like, so it's all stuff, like, you don't necessarily, like, get something, like, they don't mail you stuff. It's like bullshit, like, they'll make you a video or they'll make you a song or they'll record a voiceover for you or something like that. And I mean, like, you know, the possibilities are really endless. And, you know, people will do some crazy shit for $5. Like, I need to investigate this further because I think that our show can benefit from all of these freaks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or we could, like, offer to give them shout-outs on a...
There's the plenty of people doing that.
The premier internet radio station of the Quad Cities.
Yeah, just start...
$5?
Just start, like, in the middle of the show. Be like, also, shout-out to Charlie for his birthday. You know, hey,
everybody likes
Charlie
a traffic accident.
In Wisconsin on the Twitters.
Yeah. Shill your shit for $5. You'd do it, right? You'd sell out for $5, wouldn't you? What could we get you to do for $5?
I have
videos of you doing all kinds of shit.
I have a snailing service.
Yeah?
The snailing service would probably get me a lot of money.
What if we got you in like a real sexy white t-shirt and some tidy whities?
Yeah.
And then just like hosed you off and you sang a song while we hosed you off in your wet t-shirt. And we played...
Well, not tonight.
What do they pay him $5 for? Just to watch it? Or, like, does he, like,
name? We send them a video of whatever they want.
Well, you ought to customize it.
Yeah, you, like, put their name in it and like, sing them happy birthday or something.
Do you think we could charge people $5 and then just, like, have a video of a chick writing, like, us, we can write their name on her tits? It's like, hey, for $5... We'll write your name on this chick's tits and send you a picture.
Yeah. I guarantee you could do that.
Do you know any girls who would let us write on their tits for like $2?
So that we would make
Joey's ex-girlfriend.
Right. We could find one of the one of them.
Is she married right now? Third or fourth by now, I'm sure.
Who knows?
She was averaging like 2 a year, wasn't she?
I have no idea.
Yeah. You're not Facebook friends with her anymore?
Which one is her? Well, there's so many like pronouns going around. I don't know who we're talking about.
There's a lot of hers and whos and hey's.
I'm not mentioning names.
I don't think any of them
listen. I think it would be horrible to name somebody a whore on radio.
Yeah, that would be terrible.
Yeah. Internet radio. Name.
Internet radio.
It isn't even like a real thing.
It is a real thing. God damn it.
You can say
we're really
you want.
Here.
Start naming names. Blank is a whore. Say it. Are you thinking about who's a whore?
Rachel Ray is a whore.
The cooking lady?
Yeah, I don't like her.
Why is she a whore?
I don't know. I don't like her food.
She's put on a bit of weight recently.
Your gal's in the chat room offering to write holiday greetings on her boobs.
Nice. Well, $2 per photo.
Right.
And then we're going to charge.
And then we all get a dollar?
Yes.
Why do you all get a dollar?
Because it was
our idea. My fucking idea.
Well, no, that's holiday greetings. It's okay. Holiday greetings. Completely different.
No, same thing.
And she'll do the body glitter, and then it'll shine and sparkle.
I think that'll cost extra.
She'll write it in Sharpie for $5, but for an additional $5, she'll put glue on her tits and then
glitter it.
And then glitter.
But I think it can't be a Sharpie. That would cost even more, because then you can't do other people's messages.
Like on the same day?
Right. Yeah, so Sharpie would have to be like three. You know, I could write this in glitter glue, or for $10 more, I'd do a Sharpie.
Or for $5, it's a gel pen I got at Walmart.
You know, I bet there would be a niche market to writing stuff on Napier's hairy tits.
We can get, like, somebody for an ass and somebody for a tits, and we'll have, like, multiple sections. Do you want your name written on titties, asses,
yeah, but like,
all sex?
Big, sweaty, hairy tits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
there's probably plenty of broads offering, like, you know. But, like, what about, like, big, bare Napier?
So sexy.
And God for damn. An extra $20, I mean, the big one, he'll shave your name in his chest hair. You'd do that for $25, wouldn't you?
Limited time only.
$25 is a pretty good deal.
I'd do it for $25,
sure.
Yeah.
Well, you would.
$25 split amongst the three of us.
Yeah.
So. I don't know if I can split that.
Yeah, so I get 10, Paul gets 10, you get 5.
I don't agree
I'll
with that.
I'll take
5. Oh, you'll be the 5 guy?
I'll be the 5 guy.
So I get 15, you get 5, you get...
This is part of my income, because the majority of it's going to come from the boobs and ass thing, you know?
Yeah.
I just have my fingers in the sweaty Napier pie.
Yeah, it was hot.
I just had a really gross picture go through my head.
It was lovely.
Yeah. So we can make this work for us. We can use our internet fame to... I'm sorry. Internet fame. To, you know, translate into real income.
Profits. Dividends.
Sweaty balls. See you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well. Bye.
Every Monday night at 9/8 central at RadioFubar.com or with the TuneIn app for smartphones. You can also download the show through iTunes, Stitcher or our website, wfodix.podbean.com. Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes to raise awareness of the show. Vote for us on Podcast Alley 2. Find new sites to rate us at. Blow that shit up. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave us a message that may get played on the air. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at WFODix.boards.net. Like our Facebook page at facebook.com/WFODix to get all the latest updates. Also be sure to check out all the other great shows on RadioFubar.com throughout the week. That was a lot to take in. I'm sure you were tired. Go lay down for a while and they'll be in a few minutes to tuck you in.
Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
Me and my lady friend are playing the WoW card game out in St. Charles. And my lady friend is playing this dude. And I go, okay, well, you guys have fun. I'm going to go smoke. And he goes, oh, those will kill you. And it took every fiber in my being not to say, look, dude, my grandfather lived until he was 97 years old. And he would go, well, was he a smoker? And I would say, no, but he knew how to mind his own goddamn business. But you can't do that at the WoW game.